Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest on the show this hour. She's very special on many levels, in addition to her humanity and what she's accomplished in her life. But she's very special to me because she was my first guest on the day that I began doing this insanity of my radio show, November 17th, probably 8:30 Eastern time, Monday morning, November 17th, 1997. She was my first guest, and God help her, she still comes back, and that makes her a very special person to us. So all these years now, she's almost as original. She's only barely less original than me by an hour and a half. She's our good friend, Cleta Mitchell. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. It is always an honor and a pleasure for me to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Folks, she's an attorney. She's a very able attorney, an awesome attorney, now legendary, really, and an expert in constitutional matters. And you joined us. You know, you were with me. I asked you to join us last spring when I started worrying about the assault on the Constitution last April. When I saw all this coming up with the pandemic, I said, this is going to get out of hand from a speech standpoint. Remember that? I said, you need to come on the show and talk to us about this.
Right.
We were talking about this in
April.
Yes, we
were. Yes, we were when it just was started.
But you could see it, couldn't you? You could see the camel's nose under the tent, couldn't you?
Well, yes, and this is the most, and you know what, and that's a pretty good place to start, Jim, with a topic that you and I talked about that we wanted to discuss this morning. I started reading the data about COVID as soon as the shutdown, this lockdown, I started reading the data about COVID. And I was reading these things in March and April, talking to you, and two things. Let me tell you, there are two things. There are two facts that are really important for people to understand, but which the government and the elite do not even want us to say aloud. Number one, the vast majority of deaths related to COVID are not people who died of COVID.
Yeah.
It is not a fatal disease in 99.59%. of the people who get it. The people who die of COVID or with COVID, it's with COVID, they have an average of 2.4 other comorbidities.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I am in the age cohort now of 70 and above that would be, quote, at risk, but I have no health issues. I am very blessed. God has, I take not a single prescription medication.
Yep.
My husband, on the other hand, is a walking comorbidity. He's had kidney disease, he has heart disease, he has neuropathy, he has diabetes disease. I mean, he is a walking comorbidity. Now, if he gets the COVID and I get the COVID, fortunately neither of us have, and he's now been vaccinated. We'll see how that works. But that was the person in our family who was at risk, not Cleta. But her husband. But they have made everyone so fearful that if you get COVID, it's a death sentence.
That's the thing that really upsets me.
It's not true.
It upsets me how afraid we've been about all this. I'm not cavalier about it. You're not either. You and I both know this is a mean, hateful, ugly disease that I'm convinced it was weaponized. I didn't just pull that out of the air. I've done reporting on this. And with people who know, and I think this thing is weaponized. So we have a right to be concerned about it and to treat it with respect. But we haven't gotten the truth out of our government and the experts, have we? I mean, look at the treatment. Look at the treatment. There was a doctor. What was it? 2 weeks ago, a doctor testified before Congress, before the Senate, talking about a treatment that worked, and YouTube took him off their channel.
Yes. How about when Jenny Beth Martin, the presidential president of Tea Party Patriots, brought doctors last summer in for, she started this thing called the Second Opinion Project.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if you have anything serious, you see a doctor and it says, we got to do this, what do? You go get a second opinion. So she started the Second Opinion Project, which was for the purpose of bringing doctors across the country to talk about
it. But it got canceled. It got canceled, folks. When we come back, I'm going to let Cleta pick back up on that, and we're going to talk about what happened to her in Georgia. When Cleta went down to Georgia, we're going to talk about what happened to her after the break. And if you don't already know about it, you're not going to believe it. 22. I'm Jim Blessing, and Cleta Mitchell is our guest. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.